From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Anna Sirianni. Schools across the state called off classes today, and homeless shelters are overflowing as temperatures plunge to dangerous lows. KMBC-TV reports that the Kansas City rescue mission has been full for weeks, but yesterday, with wind chills headed to Arctic levels across the region, no one is being turned away. Brian Vogler of Jefferson City's Salvation Army says its emergency shelter has seen a significant jump this month. Vogler says the shelter has never run out of cots and isn't turning anyone away, but he is concerned that some may not have transportation to shelters.
So I know there are people out there who don't have the means to get to shelters, unfortunately. But like I said, too, we just don't have any transportation to go out and get people.
Trash collectors also suspended operations in several communities, including Columbia. Republican lawmakers are proposing an overhaul of how Missouri universities handle sexual harassment and assault claims to add more protections for the accused. The Kansas City Star reports two measures in the Missouri House and Senate include provisions giving more power to those accused under Title IX. That's the federal law that bars gender-based discrimination in schools that receive federal money. Both bills would borrow judges to hear appeals from students punished for sexual misconduct. The proposals would also allow a student to sue a university if they are not afforded due process. The measures align with major Title IX changes under review by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Wendy Murphy of New England Law Boston says the Missouri proposals would further victimize women in a system that already favors the accused. The Missouri Supreme Court is changing court rules for setting bail. Supreme Court Justice Zell Fisher announced the changes today during his State of the Judiciary address to state lawmakers. Courts beginning in July must first consider non-monetary conditions for the release of defendants. Judges will still be able to set bail, but only at the amount necessary to ensure either public safety or to ensure the defendant will appear again in court. Fisher says under current rules, too many people can't afford bail for low-level offenses and can lose their jobs while waiting for trial. The rules also say judges can only order defendants to be jailed before trial without bail or other conditions for release if they determine that's necessary for safety reasons. Governor Mike Parson's proposal to offer scholarships for adults to study high-demand fields is meeting pushback from state senators. Yesterday, state education committee members questioned whether a new scholarship is needed, why the state should pay for that job training, and which programs would be covered. Parson earlier this month proposed $22 million in grants to cover tuition for adults over age 25 with household incomes of less than $80,000. The proposed scholarships are called Fast Track Workforce Incentive Grants. Republican Senator Bob Onder says the proposal is being fast-tracked, and he's not sure the proposal is well thought out. I'm Anna Sirianni, KBIA News, Columbia.